Welcome, everybody. It's February 10th, 2008, and here in Winnipeg, it's minus 30 degrees. That's minus 22 Fahrenheit. This is Male Mentoring, a new show that I'm doing every week at this time. And it could just as well be called Comparing Notes, because it's what I've always wanted to do, is have a forum where men from all over the world can compare notes about subjects of concern to us. Because, let's face it, the mass media does not reflect what's really going on in our lives. And in the weeks to come, I'm planning to cover a variety of topics like abuse that men face. That'll be called Walking on Eggs. I'm going to deal with pornography and managing the male sex drive. I'm going to have a show devoted to money and the stock market and what it does to us. I'll have a show about being a good father to a son and being a good father to a daughter. Those are some of the ideas. And if you have more ideas or if you'd like to participate, just email me. Now, after the break, we're going to talk to our guest Brandon, a 19-year-old from Colorado. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life? Behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being, you're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Mm-hmm.
everybody. We're back. Our guest is Brandon, who's a community college student from Colorado. Brandon, I want to thank you for coming on the air and being my first guest on my first program.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
I asked you to join me because the show is called Male Mentoring, and I wanted to start off by talking to someone from, starting out in life, and I chose you because you wrote to me and showed me in many ways that you're a very thoughtful young man. Now, you indicated that you've had some experiences with women and also with the education system.
That has got
you thinking. Let's begin with some of your experiences with women. But before we do that, let's get to know you better. Have you decided what you want to do in terms of career?
Not exactly. No, I'm interested in psychology, and I'm also a writer. So I'm kind of undecided what I want to do. Right now, but
don't worry about that. That, you know, that is the thing that all 19-year-olds face. That's what I faced when I was your age. There's an incredible pressure to figure out what you're going to do in terms of career.
Absolutely. And,
go on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And the best thing is to actually just find things you enjoy.
Right.
All the advice I hear is find a career doing what you enjoy. So I guess the thing to do is concentrate on having fun, find that that sweet spot, that occupation that you really enjoy. Now, Brandon, you were mentioning that you live at home. That's right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. And you're mentioning that you had your parents are pretty traditional, isn't that right?
Yeah, they've been married for about 25 years now, so they've stuck together. It's good to have a family that's stuck together that long.
But you're the only son, isn't that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Has your family had goes without saying, has your family had a strong influence on you?
Yeah, I'd say they do. I look to my family for guidance and for companionship, really. I trust my family and my extended family, some of them, more than I do my friends, you know. And I don't know, I just, it's good to have that to come home to.
So you'd say you're on pretty good terms with your parents?
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You emailed me and said you wanted to tell me about this important relationship with a woman and where that went.
Yeah. Well, should I go ahead and tell that story? Or?
Yeah, please do. I'm all ears. I love to hear stories about people's experiences in the jungle of love.
Okay. All right. Well, she wasn't exactly a woman. She was, I was 18 and she was 15, but, still has an interesting, story to it. First of all, she was, a girl that lost her father at a young age, and she had a very domineering mother. Her mother was, highly cynical and bitter towards men in general, and, she kind of passed that on to her daughter. I remember her mother was instilling a fear of me into her before we even started getting together. You know, she was saying that I was going to rape her and all and stuff like that, and just filling her head full of fear about men in general. And I didn't really know what to make of that at the time, because I didn't really think about feminism or anything at that point. I think because she lost her father, she was a very insecure in her femininity. She wasn't very vulnerable. She had a wall up. She was very insecure in being vulnerable and letting any intimacy happen. And let's see.
She was. You were saying she was very defensive and didn't want to allow intimacy to take place.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I tried to bring it out of her and tried to, but I think I don't know. I think losing her father really had an effect on her. I could be wrong, but plus she had very dumb.
You're absolutely right. How long did this relationship last?
Oh, it lasted about 6 months.
And how did it end? I assume it's over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, been over for about a year now. But, yeah, I basically got real close to her, and I could imagine myself marrying her easily, you know. But and she felt the same way about me, but after having her mother tell her all these hateful things towards men a long time and telling her how bad I was and that she should have a career and focus away from me, she eventually bought into that, I think. And I'll admit, I've had a few problems myself. I think I got a little too attached to her, you know, which is a bad idea. But just out of nowhere, eventually she just broke it off and said, that classic line, you know, she said, we should go back to being friends, you know. And that wasn't easy for me at all. And she was just cold and unfeeling about the whole thing, you know. I cared a whole lot about her. I thought she didn't care much about me anymore, you know, and I just couldn't understand that. And so that isn't the bad part. The bad part was that really was a shock to my system was about a week later after she broke it off like that. I figured, I'm going to try to see if I can get her to give me a second chance or just give the relationship a second chance. So I went and got her this romantic card, and I wrote a long letter and whatnot. And I went to school, and I put it in her locker at school. I didn't hear anything. And then finally that night, she sent me a text message on a cell phone and said, that the card really freaked her out, and she was basically treating me like I was some stalker or something, that I was coming after her. And I know that probably came from her mother, but I was basically, all in all, in the end, I was threatened with arrest if I ever came near her again or anything. And I don't know, that just really impacted me, and I just wonder what kind of society we've become, you know, where you get threatened with arrest for telling someone you love them, you know. So basically, well, that's that story.
Well, Brandon, that says it all. Just so we have a more rounded picture of this relationship, obviously this young woman appealed to you. Can you say why she did?
Well, I don't know. We had similar interests, and you know, I consider myself a unique person. You know, for my age, I like a lot of things that people my age never did like or whatever. I'm interested in things that more adults are interested in, I guess you'd say. But she had a lot of similar interests, and I think she put on a good face for me and made me think that she was a certain way when she wasn't, you know. I don't know. I was just attracted to her in the beginning, and maybe it was a naive young male thing, you know. There was a physical attraction or whatever, but I don't know. I saw her as a good prospect, but I guess I didn't understand the influence her mother would have on her, you know.
Brandon, to what extent do you think your attraction to her was sexual?
I'd say it was about 50%. So, rather, yeah.
And can you tell me what the effect of this, how long did it take you to recover from the end of this relationship?
I'd say it took me about a full year to get over it, and the reason why is that when the relationship ended, I asked her, I came out and asked her, I'm like, you want to see someone else, don't you? She denied that completely, and then like two weeks to a month after that, she was already with someone else, you know. And so I took that as a personal betrayal because, you know, she lied to me at the same time, you know, and breaking it off. And I don't know, it was the first girl I could actually say that I felt love for. And, it just, I don't know, it bothered me quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can certainly relate to everything you've just told us. I think men underestimate the extent to which we are romantic and the extent to which we become emotionally involved with a woman. It's huge. We are really dominated by nature. Nature wants us to marry and to eventually have children, and that, in a sense, that programming is hardwired in us, and we're sort of frog marched into these relationships with women, whether they're appropriate for us or not, and often we get burned.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I hear some music coming on, so we'll pick this up after the break. Thanks a lot. Hold on.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back with our friend Brandon. a community college student from Colorado. Brandon, you were emphasizing that this young woman had a mother who obviously had has a chip on her shoulder about men, and what does that tell you about the next woman you get involved with?
Oh, it tells me to look at her mother and look at her family situation in general. You know, especially look at her mother. I really didn't realize the impact that would have. I wasn't thinking about that at all.
Absolutely. Men can save themselves a lot of grief by being very careful and usually avoiding women who were raised by their mothers alone without a father, women who did not have a father or were from divorce and didn't get to see their father very often. That is, those women are, that's a big danger sign. And if you avoid women who are raised by single mothers, you'll probably be saving yourself a lot of grief. The real key to a good relationship with a woman is to find a woman whose parents are still together and who has a good relationship with her parents, especially her father. And that woman is likely to be a good prospect as a mate, especially if she's devoted to her parents. Now, that is just a real signal. If a woman is devoted to her parents, it means that in her mentality, she's going to be devoted to you and to her and to your family. Now, do you feel that you idealized this young girl? After all, she was your first love. Did you put on a pedestal?
Yeah, I did that a little too much. I kind of made her the center of my life, you know, and that was the wrong thing to do. I didn't even notice myself doing it at the time, but I rationalized it inside of my mind, and I didn't see it coming until it was too late. And I looking back, I definitely did do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to pretend that I'm sort of the expert on all these things, but I learned a few things in my life. All my life, I idealized women, and it was a disaster. My first wife, I married her because I didn't idealize her, and of course that didn't work out because there has to be something there. And the second and third wives, one of them was a common law wife. I idealized them like man, and boy, those relationships were disastrous.
Right.
Because when you put a woman on a pedestal, you know, at first they like it, they're flattered, they have a sense of power, they feel desired, but they know they're faking it. They know they can't keep it up. It's a great strain on them, and it's not natural. It's not the real. It's not the way men and women were intended to relate. Men were not intended to worship or love women in the sense of thinking they're perfect. People are not perfect, and they should not be loved in the sense that we love perfection. That is religious love. And what's happening in our society is that romantic love has become the religion of our time. So that we love other people, we have a sense of a mystical sense about love and about sex, which is just, just not accurate.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you, though?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, people are, you know, you'll be best off if you, you know. See, the danger is when you see a beautiful young woman, men just naturally, or at least I did, assume that if she's beautiful, she's also somehow morally perfect.
And I found out that's the exact opposite right there.
Exactly. Somehow, you know, I feel awkward giving advice because I lived under this illusion until I was past 50, and here you are 19, you know? And you're figuring it out, which is why I'm doing this show. But Yeah, there's a total disconnect between the way women look, which is just strictly sexual attraction, and who they are as people.
Right.
You know, and generally, most women as people are just ordinary folks, just like most men are.
Right.
Yeah. So, it's but you know it's very very hard. Like how difficult. You know, this is, you know, nature has been extremely cruel to men. I think that nature is more cruel to men than to women. Yes, women have periods every month, but men, but they don't have this incredible sex drive that men, they, especially young men, have. Like we're just totally driven. Like and in our society, there's not much we can do. And, well, there is. And okay, when we get back, Brandon, I'm going to ask you just. How you cope with your sex drive, or whether your sex drive is a dominating part of your inner life. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, everybody, we're back with Brandon, a community college student from Colorado. And perhaps later in the show, there'll be time for listeners to call in and give us their opinion. It's 800-313-9443. Brandon, is your sex drive a big, you know, a big problem?
Yeah, it definitely is, because especially at my age, it's really intense. And the girls my age, you know, they don't seem to want anything, want real deep relationships, because they're too focused on career and college and all that. And I don't know, it's just I'm someone who is pretty much disgusted by shallow, casual sex. You know, I'm disgusted by that, and I need an emotional connection with a girl, you know, and it's hard to find that, and so therefore it kind of makes you neurotic not having an outlet for the sex drive.
Yeah, and so you're not, you know, I get the impression, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I get the impression that, well, let's put it this way. When I was going to grad school, I had a friend who was in something like the Peace Corps in Malawi, and he said that, you know, he said that it was just great in Malawi. All he had to do is sort of, he saw an attractive woman, he just had to point her behind the bushes, and that was it. Now, sometimes I think that's the way women have become in America. Are they, are young girls, young women, teenagers, young early 20s women as free and easy as we hear?
Well, I can't say all of them are. I mean, I've seen some notable exceptions, but yeah, they're definitely they lean that way. They lean that way, and you can just tell that they don't really value or have much modesty or self-respect because of the way they dress. You know, they don't leave anything to the imagination. A lot of them don't, and they have a lot of sexual partners and casual sex and everything, and it doesn't seem to bother them. And I don't know. It's that's just kind of the whole atmosphere amongst the youth, though. It's not just the women and the females.
Is this a state of affairs? Good? Are young people happy, as far as you can tell?
Absolutely not. I've never seen so much depression and dysfunction in my life. I mean, when I was going to high school, I went to Columbine High School, for the listeners out there. You might recognize that. But when I was going to high school, number one, I was hard-pressed to find a lot of kids that had two parents that were married like I did. And also, the depression and unhappiness was just rampant. And there was so many fellow students that I knew, male and female, that were on antidepressant drugs. And they had all sorts of, you know, problems, and they had to be on medication for it, you know, because they were experiencing that.
Okay. I guess I'd be amiss if I didn't ask you. Were you at Columbine when the massacre took place?
No, I was in sixth grade, I think, when that happened.
Okay, fifth sorry. Yeah, sorry, my sense of time is a little off. Well, at least if we, you know, at least when women dress like sluts, it's pretty easy to pick out the ones that aren't sluts. Then, isn't that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Are there any? Do you see women who are modest?
I find a few every now and then. Some of them are real strong in their convictions and decent, but you know, I they're not real out there in the open. You kind of have to dig for those. And an example I'd like to make is this girl who's a friend of mine. That she lives out in Virginia. She She's a real modest, sweet girl, you know, real feminine. But she's had friends that have tried to corrupt her and turn her into a, you know, a loose, you know, aggressive girl. And that's just not her nature, you know. She was telling me about a week ago about a friend of hers that told her to just hook up with a guy, have sex, and never talk to him again, you know. And she was appalled by that, you know. She was appalled by that, and it kind of bothered me to hear that, because it's like they're trying to corrupt the few modest feminine women there are left, you know.
Do you go to church, or do you have any contact with people who call themselves Christians? And are these women different?
Yeah, they seem to be. They definitely do. I don't go to church on a regular basis, but I have been a number of times. I'm definitely interested in spirituality and religion, and I study up on all that. But interacting with church-going women and church-going girls, I definitely see a big difference there. Whether it's a show or not, I don't know. I haven't got in real deep with any church-going girl, but I definitely see more commitment to morality and principles in the church, yeah.
Well, you know, it's easy for a man with having had your experience, and we all have had this experience of frustration, to lose hope and to settle or to put up with a lot and to search and to even be a little needy, but that's not going to work. You know, the key to whether you want to, whether you're going to make it with a woman is if right off the bat she is receptive to you. If a woman is going to, you know, make you work, are you strong enough for me? Are you good enough for me? Are you rich enough for me? Are you tall enough for me? If they're going to come on with that attitude, forget it. The beauty of the internet is that you can reach out to thousands, if not tens of thousands of women, very quickly. And don't waste your time with women who basically aren't receptive to you, aren't looking, aren't willing to compromise, and aren't willing. I mean, look for women who are willing to do something for you, actually give to you. That is a big tip-off kind of woman you want. And don't waste your time with, you know, these other women. They're basically the products of a great deal of brainwashing in our society. The people that run our society, the central bankers who started communism, are trying to remold humanity. And part of that is they have to destroy the family. And they've been trying to do that for 200 years. And the way to destroy the family is to make women unable to bond. Promiscuous women are not going to bond. Men and women who look at porn are not going to be faithful. And so that's what we're, you know, we are, in a sense, swimming in a cesspool. But there are people who are avoiding this. And we have to, you know, search for those people. The people are still in touch with their instincts.
Right.
Does that make sense to you, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely it does, yeah.
Yeah. You were saying that you wanted to tell me about the general state of your generation, so that older listeners will have a feel of what's going on with young people.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, I already covered a little bit of that when I was talking about the depression and the heavy use of antidepressant drugs amongst young people. Let's see. I could just give a short version here. And this was my own subjective experience, so I can't speak for all of my generation. I just know that this is what I saw a lot of. There was a lot of general dysfunction, unhappiness. A lot of younger people my age and younger tend to have a real juvenile, childish outlook on life. They don't tend to take much seriously. And if you are one of the people that takes things seriously, you know, they look at you like you're not cool or you're uncool, you know. And, because I was always a real stoic, serious person, you know, and I was kind of cast out because I wasn't. They always told me to lighten up, you know, lighten up about this, lighten up. There's quite a lot of...
Brandon, that's good, you know, and I want to say stick to your guns. Stick
right.
to your guns because you are totally on track. And believe in yourself, that's the most important thing, especially when you're right. And I can tell you are right. Okay, we haven't done this before, but we have a caller, Leo from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Let's hear what Leo has to say.
All right.
Hello? I'm on.
Yes, hello, Leo?
Yeah, you got me. Glad to see you got a show here, Dr. McCow. I've been a recipient of your great missives for the last few years, and I've dutifully sent them out. And as far as the young gentleman is concerned, as a 62-year-old gentleman who's had his shares or ins and outs, it's like that old song, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. Go to what you really like, the type of things you really like. Somebody will appear. I mean, if you have the spirit and you're doing what you like to do, then it will happen.
Yeah.
That's about
excellent advice, Leo. In other words, do the things you enjoy and you'll meet the people who enjoy the same things. Is that right?
Basically.
That is great advice, Leo.
Anyway, Mr. McCow.
Yeah.
did you get the thing I sent you about Brother Nathaniel?
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah.
Isn't he interesting? He's got a rather interesting video out on YouTube about all kinds of stuff, but also the relationship between the Rothschilds and Stalin. I'm still in the process of reading it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, I think this Brother Nathaniel that's Real Jew News is a very brave man who's definitely worth a listen. And thanks for reminding us of it. You know, some people think that Stalin was a Rothschild, illegitimate Rothschild. But, Leo, we're not going to digress here. We're going to go on with... talking about mentoring.
Is your show going to be always on this mentoring and nothing else?
It's going to be on. It's going to be on male issues for now. You know, we'll see if it. You know, there's so many shows on the New World Order. You know,
I don't want to rehash that.
There are hardly any shows among the, you know, the Patriot crowd about male mentoring and about men's issues. So I figured I would fill a niche this way.
As far as the male issue, I think there's an intrinsic problem in the culture, and what I see is that each of us has our little assigned roles by the system, and the structures are strictures, if you know what I mean, and we're trapped in our bodies by the culture, which is fine, but I think the real problem is that we're given different sets of ethics, and that is really the danger part, because the women have one ethics, the men have other ethics, and the contemporary culture of the that is sold by the mainstream media makes men think they're supposed to go out and do all these things, which are really quite, I think, somewhat unfair to women. And the women are taught to take advantage of their husbands if they get mad for the least bit of anything. And so you have this...
Leo, you're not clear. You need to be specific. You're being too vague.
Okay, well, translated, in the lowest common denominator, assertion, female assertion. Wow, we're going to get divorced, and I'm going to take him for everything he's got, okay? Can I get more basic than that?
Yeah, that's for sure, and that's why men of Brandon's age have to be so careful, because women these days can destroy a man's life. Essentially, we live in a culture that is encouraging women to grow penises. I can't say it any other way, And we don't want to, you know, end up with one of these transgendered creatures. Okay, thanks very much, Leo. I want to get back to Brandon, okay? Thanks for calling. Brandon, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, Brandon, you're telling me in an email that you're telling me that you you have a girl. Maybe this is the girl in Virginia you're talking about. Many classical feminine qualities such as sweetness, patience, forgiveness, nurturing. However, you're leery of her because she's also an atheist and believes religion to be irrational and stupid. And you're wondering why I said that men shouldn't require their wives to think like them. Am I right?
Yeah. I was just wondering, if you don't have shared values in a relationship, doesn't that kind of make it easy for the thread of the relationship to come unwound?
Yeah. I think it's true that you need to have shared values, and certainly, you know, and certainly if you come from the same cultural background, you're more likely to. I think it isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing if a woman, you know, agrees with you, but think about it, Brandon, like you're always changing, you know, it's wrong to expect a woman to follow your trajectory. Now, what I'm trying to say is it'd be great to have a meeting of minds, but I think it's too much to look for a soulmate or a mind mate, someone who's on the same wavelength. I mean, if you can find it, great, but don't look for it. In fact, I don't believe in looking for a soulmate, period. Now, I could be wrong, but I think in the case of this woman you're talking about, right now she's an atheist. But what is, you know, and doesn't believe in religion, but if she has these classical feminine qualities, it's quite likely that she's going to come around, especially when you realize that, I mean, not believing in God is like not believing in oxygen, you know? You could be an atheist, but you're still breathing air, right?
Right.
Right. So, you know, eventually she'll come around. Like, my wife doesn't even read my website, but she's a good person and God is within her. I'm not even sure if she believes in God, but it's not even it's not necessary. God is within her. I can see it. Okay, we're going to come back in a few minutes for our last segment with Brandon.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, I'm back with our guest, Brandon, a community college student, age 19, from Colorado. Brandon, you sound like a pretty self-confident young man. Are you?
I'd say somewhat, yeah. I've had my major moments of self-doubt in the past. You know, I used to be really, really, really insecure, but, you know, I'm getting better as I get older, yeah.
Man, you are so ahead of the curve. I can't tell you. You know, you're doing so well, but, you know, that is the hardest thing for a young man or for any man is self-confidence, especially in our society. And generally, we make the mistake of looking to a woman to give us self-confidence, looking to a woman to give us love, which somehow will give us self-confidence. And they fill our heads with this notion, you're not a man unless you have a woman, or you're not a man unless you have sex with a woman. That's all garbage. You know, I mean, most of what society tells us is garbage. The trouble is we live in a world where, and we are creatures where mind determines matter, and somehow we just have to think straight or else we're going to get trapped. But if we could put confidence in a bottle for men and sell it, we would all be rich.
Yeah.
All my life I try to get confidence from women. Never works. Women don't want men who are looking to them for confidence. Men have to get their confidence from another source, and usually it's their work. You've got to find work you enjoy, work you do well, work that gives you a reward, and work that gives you recognition. That is where men traditionally get confidence. And my dad always said, work is the backbone of a man, and that's the only time my father's ever been right. And of course, I didn't listen to him.
So
what do you think? What do you think, Brandon? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, sure does.
So, go ahead.
If I would have heard that 4 years ago, I probably wouldn't have understood it real well, but yeah, I definitely get that now.
Yeah. Now, the problem is, like, you want to be a writer. Now, in our society, you're not going to get recognition or reward by being a writer, because you can't write the truth. And knowing you, I know you're going to want to write the truth, right?
Right, right.
Right. So I think it's important to find another field as your vocation, one that is politically neutral, that one where there, you know, no one's going to ask, you know, no one's going to censor you because of your ideas. You know, something like, well, I won't tell you, but, you know, like an engineer or something.
Right.
But, or a pharmacist or a teacher or business. I like business because you're your own boss eventually. Now, you said you had some other questions in your email. You say, how to deal with women who throw manipulative tantrums.
Right,
I've been with women like that, and the key is ignore the tantrum. If you start paying attention to their tantrum, you're dead. You've got to you've got to ignore their tantrum. You also say how to deal with women who, what about competitive women? Avoid like the plague.
Right, that's what I thought.
Okay. Yeah. Brandon, you know what? It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to know you. It's a pleasure to know that there are young men who've got their heads on properly. And I want to thank you for coming on the show and being my first guest tonight.
Well, I was glad to be here, and thanks for having me.
And Brandon, just believe in yourself. And read Emerson's essay, Self-Reliance, and just believe in yourself. You'll be way ahead of everyone else.
Yeah. All right.